touching the parchment of a Sefer Torah. Most people have heard that one is not supposed to touch the parchments of a Sefer Torah with his hands. In this lesson, we will discuss the background and source behind this custom, and as to when it applies. What if during Hagba or Glila part of the parchment got disaligned? Are you allowed to use your hands to align it back? Likewise, is a Sefer who needs to be Magia to edit the Sefer Torah allowed to touch the parchment? Does it help to touch the parchment if you washed hands beforehand? And so on and so forth. So this subject begins in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos 14a, likewise recorded in the Gemara in Masechet Megillah and in Masechet Seferim, which states, in the name of Rabbi Parnach, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that whoever holds a Sefer Torah naked is buried naked without the mitzvah. Now what is the understanding, the meaning behind this statement? Some have understood this to mean that whoever holds on to a Sefer Torah while he's not covered with a talis, and certainly if his body is not covered at all, is punished by being buried naked, as doing so is very offensive to the Sefer Torah. However, most Poskim and Rishayim hold that the term naked Aram here in the Talmud is not referring to the person holding the Sefer Torah, but referring to the Sefer Torah itself, meaning that whoever holds onto or even touches the parchment of the Sefer Torah directly with his hands, he is buried naked without that mitzvah, as it is not respectful to hold onto the Sefer Torah directly. And practically, so is the ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 147, halacha 1, and likewise in Yeridea, chapter 282, halacha 4. And so is the final ruling that it's forbidden to touch or hold on to a Sefer Torah directly due to this statement of Rabbi Parno. Now, what would be the halacha if you didn't atilas yadayim, you washed hands beforehand? Is it any more lenient? So while this matter is indeed debated amongst the Rishayim, with some holding that washing hands beforehand does suffice, as the whole reason why you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah is because maybe your hands are dirty and you'll end up dirtying the parchment, most Rishayim negate this, and so is the final ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. And so likewise rules all the Achrayim. So practically, it's forbidden for one to touch the Sefer Torah directly with one's hands, even if one washes his hands beforehand. However, if one holds on to a cloth, such as one's talis, then it is permitted for one to touch the parchment using one's talis, as the restriction and prohibition is only to hold on to it directly. Based on this, we're going to give a few examples of things that people have to be careful in. During Hagba, one may not hold on to the parchment of the Sefer Torah. Likewise, in any circumstance that the parchment Sefer Torah needs to be touched, such as if it became unaligned from the handle during Glila, one is to use his talis to realign it. Likewise, when the Baal Keres shows the area of the reading to the Oile, he is not to touch the actual parchment, but just point at the area with his finger from above, or use the silver yad handle for this purpose. Likewise, a Sefer who is being Magia Sefer Torah should try, if possible, to not touch it directly. Now we find a very interesting chiddush brought in the Kaf HaChaim 147.1, based on an implication of the Rishayim and based on an explicit ruling of Reb Shmuel Vital in Shara Kavanis. He writes there as follows, that the entire restriction against touching the Sefer Torah parchment directly is only when you're doing a mitzvah with the Sefer Torah, such as you're reading from it by Kriyas HaTorah, you're doing Hagba or Glila and the like. However, during all other times, it's permitted to touch the parchment directly even if you didn't wash hands beforehand. Therefore, he says that one who moves the Sefer Torah from one area to another may touch it directly. So you don't have to be careful when you're moving the Sefer Torah that your hand doesn't touch the parchment. Likewise, if you need to roll it to the right place before Kriyas HaTorah, there's no need for you to use a talis to do so, and if necessary, you can even touch the parchment. And likewise, a Sefer who needs to edit something does not have to be careful to use a talis, and he can use his direct hands to touch the parchment. They understand this to be implied from the Gemara, which states, Nikbar Arum Belay Isa Mitzvah, that he's buried naked without the mitzvah. What mitzvah? Who says he's doing a mitzvah? So they say the entire prohibition must be referring to him when he's in the middle of doing a mitzvah with the Sefer Torah. Crackly, however, this chiddush of the Kaf HaChaim, which is, as we said, recorded in the Shara Kavanis and likewise in the Ben Ish Chai, is not the simple implication of the Paiskim, who prohibit this unequivocally and never give room or mention of such an allowance. And therefore, practically one is to be stringent in this, as rules the Mishnah Brura, that even during times of rolling to find a place, one is not to hold on to it directly. And as also rules Rav Avadi Yosef in Halichas Olam, who questions the ruling of the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai. Nonetheless, the Prima Gadim and Mishnah Brura rule that in a time of need, where one will not be able to accomplish what one needs to accomplish if he uses a cloth, such as a sefer who needs to tie the parchments together, then in such a case, you are allowed to touch the Sefer Torah directly, as the prohibition only applies when it's possible to accomplish what you need to accomplish without touching it directly. Nonetheless, the Shaar Ephraim Mishnah Brura add that in such a case, the sefer should wash his hands beforehand at least if he needs to touch it directly without a cloth.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.